Bibles to the book of Ephesians. And we're going to be going to the book of Hebrews also, but the first book is Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21. When you have that, would you say amen? Thank you, Lord. We're going to talk about tonight, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Submit yourself to one another in the fear of the Lord. Amen. And when you have Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, let me know by saying amen. It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. We want to elaborate a little bit on the word submit. Amen. And submit means to yield, to surrender, to comply, to agree, to yield to government or authority, to submit. Amen. Even on your jobs, amen. You have to submit yourself, amen, to your leader upon your job, amen. Amen. In a household, whoever God put over the household, we submit ourselves, amen, to whoever God puts over us, amen, as a spouse, amen. We submit ourselves to one another, amen. It's almost like no one's really in control or the boss, but submitting to one another. That's what God is talking about, amen. To submit, amen. It's just like if a police was out there or coming down the street or something, if they flag you down and stuff, that means for you to halt. You submitting to that authority. And if you don't halt, amen, nowadays they're about ready to shoot you or anything. You have to submit, amen, to what God always has protocol. That's why there's a government. You know, we have a president, we have a vice president, we have protocol. God puts things in order. God is an orderly God. Amen. Yes. Amen. In the church, amen. There's the pastors, then you have deacons, then you have different ones in the church, amen. God's put in leadership, amen. And so every just like parents. Parents are the parents. The parents and the children are two different beings. Children are not parents. At least they're not supposed to. They act like, sometimes children try to act like parents, and sometimes parents try to act like children. Amen. To be a parent, amen, you're supposed to be and stay in a parent's place. You know, amen. So your children will have respect towards you. Amen. You can love them and hold them and all that, but they're supposed to know that you are the parent. You're not their friend, like you're not their buddy. You are their parent. But they can come to you when they need to talk to you, but you're supposed to be the image of a parent. So I'm just bringing out many things that we submit to here in this life. Amen. Even to the Lord. Amen. Really, if we don't submit unto God first, we cannot submit unto anyone else. If we can't submit unto him, we will not be able to submit to no one else. Amen. If we do what God tells us to do and we obey him, amen, submitting becomes a little bit more easier. But a lot of times, if we don't submit unto him, we will not be able to submit unto anyone else. Amen. And when you submit unto somebody, that don't mean that you always you agree with them. But that's just the keep. The peace, amen. To keep the peace, somebody say, I take the wrong for the right, and take the wrong for the right for the wrong, amen. It's like if it's not costing me my life, if nobody they're telling me to do nothing crazy, amen. I'm taking the wrong for the right, amen. You know, I'm sure on these jobs a lot of time, amen. You know some things are maybe not right, but you go on and do it, amen. You just don't sit back and be arguing with the person that's over you. You're gonna be out the door. Amen. So, amen. You don't argue with no one. You don't debate with anyone. Amen. If, you know, the Bible says submit to one another. Amen. You know, even me in leadership, as a pastor, some pastor might say, you do what I say, don't do as I do as I say, do. That's all wrong. Sometimes parents tell their children that, do as I say, do. Don't do as I do. Well, if you're setting a bad example before them, amen, that's wrong. And you don't tell them to just do what you say, though you should set an example for them before. People have more respect for you when you set an example before them. Amen. Amen. Just like back to what I was saying, even being a leader, pastor, and everything, you know, if I come talking to anybody here all crazy and stuff, who's going to like that? Who's going to want to put up with that? They wouldn't be right. I don't care enough about it being a leader. God would not have me to come across like that. I may well say something. Maybe you, if I'm preaching the word, I don't make apologies for the word when I teach the word or preach the word, because I preach what God give me. But if I'm in my own flesh, if I'm talking, if I'm talk to you all crazy stuff, I mean, personally, that's not right. It wouldn't be right for me to do it to you. It's not right for you to do it to me. I'm just showing you, the Bible says, submit to one another. I don't care if you're the police, the mayor, whoever you are. You know, sometimes people, we don't watch it. We'll look, the days we living in, we got people that's what, almost 20 years old or less than that. They're supervisors and everything. You might be almost near half of 100. With someone else, it's about a little bit over half of 100. But you might be able to have you. You ain't gonna tell me what to do. You'll tell me what to do. If that person is getting paid to supervise you, amen, you'll do what they say if they walk you up out of the door. So God has protocol. Sometimes we may think I'm saved and sanctified and have the Holy Ghost. I'm fire baptized. I don't have to listen to nobody. Well, they'll walk you out the door. And God's not going to back you up, because God wants you to be respectful. Whether they have the Holy Ghost or not, those in leadership. Amen? And so this is just, you know, this, the Lord says submit. Amen. To one another. And submitting is something that nobody can do but you. Nobody can do but you. Submit means to bring yourself under. It's just like coming here tonight. Just for example, we know that this is the Well Ministry. You know, if you're a member here, you know this is what we do on Wednesdays and it's what we do on Sundays. Come to church. That's up to you to say, I don't care how tired you are, what you're going through, I'm coming to church. They don't have Bible class. I'm submitting. What you're doing, you're submitting yourself into that ministry. But first of all, you're submitting yourself unto God. Because remember, I told you, you cannot submit yourself to no one unless you submit yourself to God. Because he's going to have you to do the right thing. He's going, unless you're unable or really can't make it, some devastating, something going on, you can't make, God's going to have you to do what's right. So we submit unto one another, and even in the people, you know, I believe we would have less killing and less a lot of other stuff, but people nowadays, they're in a road rage out here. Nobody is waiting for at no stoplight. Nobody's waiting on nothing. This one man, he was driving the other day, and I was, I think he was going down Lafayette Road or something. I was driving, and he was just cutting. He, thank God that he didn't come close to me, but he just went zigzag, 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 all in the lanes. He had no patience to wait for nothing. And I was just saying, Lord, keep him away from me. If people just, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And that's what people do today. And they don't submit. Amen. Submitting. The Lord loves that type of spirit. Like I said, submit means to yield, to surrender. You know, even to the Lord. You got to submit it to him. His word can be written down there. You can hear it preaching. You can hear it taught. You can hear it preached. But if you don't do anything with it, it won't work for you. You know, the Bible said we're clean through the word. You cannot be clean in your own intellect. It's clean through the word. If God's word is a cleanser. If God say do a certain thing a certain way, that's what God expects you to do, a certain thing a certain way. And it's going to be up to you if you follow the protocol to do it. God's not going to be on you. I told you to do this. God's not going to do that. And I'm so glad he's not like that. He's not standing up with a big right. You better do what I say. No, it's written down here. He'll teach it to you. He'll preach it to you. It's up to you to do what you do with it. And when you do what you do with, that means you're submitting yourself to the Lord. Remember, you are the clay. He's the potter. Remember, he shapes and molds me and you. We don't shape and mold him or ourselves. Amen. So, talking about tonight, submitting yourself one to another. And, you know, I submit myself to my brother, to my sister. I submit myself to my supervisor. I submit myself to this one, that one. With submitting yourself don't mean you just let people walk over you and run over you and all that. I have to throw that in there, too. Okay. But it's like if they ask you something that's sensible and it's not going to cause you harm, you try to do it. You try to comply with it. If they say go out there, stand in front of a car, no, you don't do something like that. It's just, you know, you do the simple things that are right. Things that make sense, they're all right. Amen. Submitting one to another. Amen. That's what the Lord is saying, amen, to his people. He said, submitting yourself one to another. And in the book of Hebrews. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 5. Chapter 13 and verse 17. I'm sorry. Amen. I said this message might be real short. I don't know. I like the Lord just gave me this message today, and it just like he gave it to me so quickly. It wasn't really hard to. I had to write down a lot of words that I wanted to kind of elaborate on, but like he just pasted together so good for us. Amen. And say, everybody got that? Hebrews 13 and verse 17. You have that? Okay. And it's saying, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. There's that word again, submit, for they watch for your souls. Amen. It said, obey them. Everybody got that? Obey them that have the rule over you. Amen. The word, did I give everybody to write chapter 13, verse 13? Everybody, 13, I see some was still looking. Chapter 13, verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. To rule, the word rule means to govern. Anybody that's ruling, like the president or anybody that's ruling on your job, like your boss or something, they're leading you. They're leading you and they're guiding you. They orchestrate stuff. They direct you. Can I get amen? So they rule. The word rule, that's what that means. It's like they govern things. It's like you wherever you work at, they don't have no government. That's going to be a chaotic place to work. If there's no protocol, it's all out of control, it's going to be a hard place to work. In your home, if everything is not governed, it's going to be a chaotic home. On your job, even all the way to the church, you don't have some kind of structure, it's going to be very chaotic. You know, if the ones that's leading, if they all chaotic, you're going to be all chaotic. Amen? Amen. People that God don't call everybody to lead because everybody can't lead well. Amen? So I heard this sister said a long time ago, she said, why would God call you? You worry about won't God give you this over here and give you that? She said, you can't even keep your bed made up. Some people's house is very chaotic. Now, I ain't been in nobody's house. But I'm just using for example. I know when I came up here, I said, sister was the only one in here. I said, all that trash and stuff outside. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, this people, this trifling. I said, this a bunch of trifling. This self trash, I'll make everything else look bad. I said, maybe one day if I'm over here, if I see, I sweep some of that up or what. I said, this trash, this, you know, no protocol. I know this is a little small place, but you know, y'all know I'm real adamant about straight, keep stuff neat and stuff. You know, what would it feel like this? If we have churches, let chairs be thrown here, let this paper be on the floor. Somebody think we live in a barn when they come. They be like, they got a terrible nasty. They got a little church, can't even keep that clean. I'm just saying little things for example. We think that some people, I heard somebody say a long time ago, I just want my house to feel lived in. Well, what does that mean? Really, what does that mean? You want trash to be on the floor and everything? You just want your house to feel lived in. I don't know what you mean by that. If the person said it, I knew what they meant by that. That's like, I don't care how my house look. It's nobody's business where my house look. Like a barn or whatever. I don't care what it look like. I want it to feel lived in. I want mine to feel lived in too, but I want a bunch of trash. Amen. I don't know about nobody else. I can't get up and just go start cooking a meal. Amen. And I got everything. I'm about to fall over and stuff. And the way I be tripping sometimes, I'm watching where I'm going, I better make sure that stuff is out my way. So I get it in the morning. Some people, I get it in the morning. Morning, come on, get it. I get it the next day. And the next day, the whole week, the house looked like a wreck. Yeah, and so, amen, it's protocol, it's a rule. You need to have government. You need to be government. I want a brand. Ooh, I want a brand new house. I want a brand new car. If God said you can't keep an old house or whatever, he said you can't even keep up what you got, why he going to hurry and bless you with something different? So you can tear that up too? Rule, have government, have some type of government. And that's what rule means, to have, amen, government. It means to lead, amen. You know, I'd rather be up under someone, amen, that have some kind of sometimes structure. And sometimes even children, you know, sometimes they act out sometimes because they don't have structure. I used to work on a school bus. Those kids, you know, sometimes they probably didn't see their parents probably for days or something. You know, they take care of themselves. Some of them did. Watch over themselves. No structure. Some kids long to have structure. Yeah, they don't want you to tell them what to do, but at the end of the day, amen, they want you to show some kind of concern. And they may not want to hear what you got to say, but they will respect you. Amen. My parents are dead and gone now. I respect them for bringing me up the way that they brought me up. I wasn't always in agree with them. But I thank the Lord, because I would have been turned out to be a worse person. Amen. So the rule, amen, say obey them to have rule over you. And submit yourself. There's a word again, to submit. Submit is something that's on our part that we do. It's all up to you. Nobody can make you submit. It's you. Amen. For they watch, it says, obey them that have rule over you. God is speaking about obey them that, even in the Lord, the things of the Lord that I put over you, or if you put yourself up under, God said, obey them. To obey means to comply with the command or direction or request of a person or a law, or take heed. It's just like you got, let's say if you was going to fly a plane, or you were going out of town, or you was going somewhere, and you got the pilot there, you got the bus driver there, who are you? How would you go and tell them how to do what they do? You better be praying for them and go sit yourself down and hoping that they be all right. You don't go in there and say, well, what you great do? They know what they do. They was taught how to fly a plane. They was taught how to do what they do. So let them do what they do. And you go sit down in the seat. When you go sit down in the seat, that means you have submit yourself underneath that pilot. Amen. That means you have sit yourself underneath. You go getting on the bus. I haven't rode the bus in a long time. You go get on the bus. Them people put their money or whatever they do in the thing, and they go sit down. They're not going to put their money in there. Then tell me, would you turn here? I want you to do this. They're going to say, you go sit down. Amen. So submitting is we're going to do it all through our life. We're going to do it till we leave here, whether we want to do it or not. Either you are submitting to God. If you submit to God, submitting to God is so much easier to submit to one another. Amen. Amen. Then you have to, amen. And God is looking for people that are quickly to repent. Can I get an amen? He's looking for people that are quickly, when he points something out to you, you were wrong. You were wrong, but this is not the way. He wants you to quickly to repent. And to repent with not the essence of, I'm repenting right now, but I'm going to do it again. Not with the mind, I'm going to do it again. Sometimes we do things over again, but not intentionally. Amen. Submit, obey them to have the rule over you, and submit yourself. For they watch, for this, the Lord speaking about in the house of God, he said, for they watch for your souls. Well, God is the over shepherd, but God puts under shepherds to watch for your soul. It's a blessing. You might start off being small, but really it's a great blessing in that, because you get a little bit more, amen, supervision and a little bit more a help. The more you grow bigger and bigger, you won't get almost one-on-one. There's so many people can't get the one-on-one help almost like you need. This is almost like a school. You get so much, you got the children, they will learn better if they didn't try to put 30 kids in one class with one teacher. because you get to be able to be taught. Amen. You get more time, but you get bigger. You get is you might not be the same. So it's a blessing. Amen. Amen. And so we, they watch for your souls. God is the over shepherd. Remember, I said we're the under shepherd, the leaders. But God will speak to the shepherd how to direct the people if they're praying shepherds. Now, they don't cruise all the time, and they ain't never with the people of God. They don't have no kind of contact with people. God said God speak to them about the people there. They're never there. But if they're there, got hands on, they got hands on. This ministry has hands on. Hands on means you interact with the people. You know, you're not so far above where you can't communicate with them. You interact with the people. And the God interact with you. And God said, in other words, because they watch for your souls, he's the great watcher, but he would let you know when something's not right. He let the under-shepherd know when something's not right. He would let the under-shepherd know, amen, what to pray about, what to watch for. So he's their employer. They're working for him. I work for him. I don't work for people. But I work for God, and God rewards me and pays me. Amen. This ministry is so small. Amen. Whether it's small or what, even with the pastor, they just once a month. Sometimes that's not even always in full. It's not really that much. So I don't get paid. You know, but God has ways where he takes care of me, and he supplies my need. Amen. Amen. So God is the over-shepherd. We're the under-shepherd. But God speaks to, amen. It's almost like you speak, your boss or your supervisor speak to you and say, you know, I want you to take care of this over here. They may see something. They see overall or what's going on. And they say, I want, you know, you to look, take this care. And he may go over there and tell that one, I want you to do that. They're watching. They're working in their company, watching out for what's happened. It's protocol. Thank God that you have someone, amen, to care us about your soul, like the Lord, and he is people to help, you know, to watch and govern things. It's a blessing because a lot of people, now the 10 days we live in, it's so different. People just go to a building. That's what they do. And then some places, the pastors don't even know who they are. They could have been there 10 times, and they don't never remember who they are. So it's a blessing. Somebody give God a praise. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, or they watch for your souls. It says, as they that must give an account. And they said, the Lord said they must give an account. The Lord is saying the shepherds, they must give an account. Because he has put them over the people, they have to give an account about each individual to the Lord. If God put them in their care, they have to respond to God, whatever this needed be to respond to God about. As you read that, it says they must give an account, that they may do it with joy. They have to give an account, but they can give an account with joy, or they can give an account with grief. It's like giving a report to the Lord, as God asked for one. They can give a good report, or they can give a bad report. It's like the teachers. Amen. Teach your children at school. On the day when they get ready to get their report card, some of your children, you know, they're going to get good report cards. And some of it, you got all that writing on the, I don't know if it's still on the back or what. It's been so long since I've seen the report card. All that writing on the back. So Johnny did this and they did that. And it's like, well, did they do anything good? Or Johnny did this one day that was good, and this time he was better than last time. That's improvement. But they got to give an account to your parents, to the children's parents, how that child was. And sometimes you have to give an account to God how people are. God asks you. You give an account. God wants to know, did you do your part? Did you teach them? Did you direct them? Did you help them? Now, on their part, what's going on their part? You have to give an account to God. And it says, as they that give must give an account. I'm going to read that whole 17 verse again. It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Talking about the leaders, they watch for your souls. We're not actually talking about a supervisor here right now. We're talking about the leaders in the Lord. They watch for your souls, as they that must give, they say, he said, as they must, God said they must give an account, that they may do it with joy. They got to give an account about everything, everybody got put up under them. And he said, they can do it, they can give me account with joy, or they can give me account with grief. To give an account with joy would be happy. I enjoyed, Lord, this person was good. This person did well. This was delight. They delightful to work with. They delightful. Or they can give it with grief, like sorrow, stress, or trouble. Or this, it's like sad. Amen. God said that it may be, and it says, for that they may do it with joy and not grief, for that it is unprofitable. God said, if they do it with grief, it's going to be unprofitable for you. Well, unprofitable means, it means it's not profitable. That means it's not beneficial. It means it's not really helping you. It's useless. It's no use to it. It's no gain. And it has a bad result behind it. Because it's just like if you're raising a child, you're raising children, and you're trying to bring them up. And we know we all have children. You got some that, you know, do better than others. You can't make them, especially as they get grown, you can't make them do this. You just pray that they do what's right. Well, on your part, all you can do is pray for them and tell them and bring them up the right way. The other part's on them. Some end off in a good way, some end off in a bad way because of disobedience. Amen. You remember the scripture said, obey them, obey your parents that your life may be prolonged. You know, you have long life. God don't lie. You have long life on the face of the earth when you're obedient to your parents. Yes, you will. You will have long life. God promised that. He said that your days may be longer on the face of the earth. You go cussing them out, disrespecting them, and doing all that, you won't live long. Amen. So I believe that we're just about done here. Submitting yourselves one to another, and submitting, that word in there says submit. I say submit, but the word says submitting. So submitting means continuation. It means you don't do it one time. You continue to do it. And like I said earlier, the key to submission is submitting unto God. Amen. 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 Just like the Bible said, husbands, love your wives as God has loved the church. Amen. And gave himself a ransom for. Somebody said, well, suppose I have a husband and he beats me. He does this and he don't treat me right. Or if I have a wife, they do this and another. All you need to do is talk to the Lord. God will change that. Somebody give God a praise. He didn't tell us to go get a gun out and go fix it ourselves and go knock him in the head. He didn't tell us to do that. He said, so come to me. Amen. We like to handle stuff in our own intellect. Amen. but God said, come to me. And when you submit, sometimes you're suffering when you submit. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And sometimes somebody said, well, you're suffering because you wanted to be taken care of right now. And you got to wait on God. Amen. Amen. So how many thank the Lord?